100,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and a happy day, happy springtime, and a happy Easter to all of you. If you want to stream our show on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and click the listen button at the bottom on our homepage. And I have a great show today about family friction and the holidays, with it being Easter Sunday. I am hoping today's show and guests help you have the best, yes, the best Easter Sunday ever. And, you know, one of the biggest sources of holiday stress, sad to say, is family. It can bring up the whole kit and caboodle or bunny caboodle of reasons that the same drama does occur over and over again and always on a holiday. It could be unmet expectations, old wounds, expected issues where, you know, someone's not getting married or not providing grandchildren. It could be the color of Easter eggs or the taste of chocolate that triggers all of these emotions. And I say that you breathe today. Take a step back, relax, and have an absolutely awesome Easter Sunday. My guests are going to address some of the reasons that emotions are triggered during holidays. And my first guest is John McGrail. He is a life coach and author. Welcome, John, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you, too. And, you know, I always say that the world can be cruel. And, you know, then we get together with family and you hope it's your safe haven. But it's not always that way. And where do you think all this family friction comes from, or what triggers it?
Well, what triggers it is what triggers friction in any relationships. You know, we forget often that just because people are related to us, it doesn't necessarily mean they share our worldview or our values or our expectations or all the things that that I call core values, the things that are really important in life. And so just because they're related, we expect, and we're told to expect because of some archetypes that are really mythological, that it's all going to be smooth sailing. And the truth of the matter is, an awful lot of time, we have people that are related to us that we just really simply don't like. And, you know, I'm the first to say it's okay not to like people in your family. They don't necessarily have to be very nice people. They're just people. But that concept of being related is what really, really triggers it. And then when you add the pressure of holidays and, again, what we could call sort of mythological expectations around holidays, it just, that's a formula for disaster sometimes.
It's so interesting that you said core values not shared. I mean, you grow up in the same family, or most of the time, and you learn those core values. And then as you become an adult, maybe you pick and choose which values resonate with you or which ones you're going to live your life by, and you become kind of different. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we are all sort of programmed into the, you know, the family values as little kids. But as we get older and we grow more independent and we start thinking for ourselves and we start having experiences outside the nuclear family, our point of view can expand or contract for some people. You know, there's an old saying that your friends are the payback you get for having to deal with your family. And there's a reason for that, because our friends are chosen. And we tend to choose friends that are more alike than not, that share core values, which is what makes it so easy and effortless to get along. But our members of our family, whether, you know, hopefully not spouses, that's a whole other issue, but members of our family, aunts and uncles and fathers and mothers and cousins, et cetera, may have very different core values. And then, you know, we have this idealized view of what the nuclear family is. And, you know, for people our age, the boomers, if you will, you can go back to the Cleavers and Donna Reed and the Nelsons, Ozzie and Harriet, and then, you know, we have the Waltons and the Engels, and their conflicts were always resolved within 30 minutes or an hour. They were, you know, and everybody was happy, and that's just not real life. But we have these expectations that are set by pop culture. And then if you think about holidays, holidays are supposed to be these idyllic times when everybody gets together and everything just is wonderful. It's full of love and bonhomie, and it's great. But add the true pressures of holidays, financial considerations, if you think of the juggernaut of all, Christmas, or even Easter. You know, I have to spend so much on clothes, or I have to do this or do that, and I have to travel, and all of that's stressful. And we already live in a very stressful environment, so it can just be disastrous.
Well, I think the drama that erupts sometimes during the holidays just sets the way for the next holiday, thinking, oh, I don't want this to happen again. And it keeps occurring over and over. The same roles are played out. How can this be disrupted? Can it be?
Well, it can be. There are, you know, so the most obvious solution in a situation like that is to just not do it. And, you know, people say, what do you mean not do it? Well, don't go. If you really, really are going to have a terrible time, then simply excuse yourself from that gathering. And, you know, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? They get mad at you. Okay, fine. But at least you keep your sanity, and maybe it'll be a more pleasant day for them, too. That's you know, the most obvious choice. But there is another one, and this is a fabulous technique that I learned after, you know, because we all have to deal with this, and it's called the art of allowing. And it's really predicated on a very simple premise. We cannot change any other human being on the planet. And to expect someone to behave or act differently so that we can feel good is sort of a complete fallacy, because it's not going to happen. And what we can do, though, is control how we respond to other people. Most of the time, the people that we don't like in life, including our family members, are just being jerks from our point of view. Well, you can accept it, which creates resistance. You can tolerate it. Well, you can still feel the resistance in that. Oh, I don't like it, but I'll tolerate it because it's just Christmas or Easter. Or you can just allow them to be who and what they are for that day. And that way it has no effect upon you whatsoever. You're not trying to change them because you know you can't. You just let them be jerks, because that's usually what it is some jerky behavior. And then when you leave, you're fine. You have not wasted any energy on something that you have no control over. The art of allowance is one of the most powerful tools for preserving your sanity and coping, whether it's family or work or even social gatherings. It's a marvelous thing. It takes a little practice, Sue, but it works so well. It's amazing.
I think the Beatles said it. They said, let it be.
Let it be.
Yeah.
Let them be who they are. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what it is. You know, and again, there are so many different areas where we can find this discord within family members, just like anybody else.
You know, you said that for that day, you know, you really do. People lose perspective. I mean, there is a beginning, a middle, and an end to all holidays. It's just for a moment in time. Enjoy the day, if anything, for yourself. And the people around you that you do really care about and love. I mean, you don't have to please everyone, but just enjoy the day for those.
Absolutely.
And have chocolate. Because you know what? Americans spend $1.9 billion on Easter candy.
My goodness.
The second biggest candy holiday, with Halloween, of course, being the first. But that's a lot of chocolate.
That is a lot of chocolate, and we all know that chocolate creates very nice feelings within us. It's a favorite food for a reason. Now, obviously, too much of it is not good, but have a little chocolate on that day. It will calm your stress levels down, too.
Well, let me ask you a question, John.
Sure.
You may know. What is the part of the Easter Bunny that most Americans eat first?
Well, if I had to guess based on my own experience, I would say the ears. That's what I always used to go for.
76% of Americans prefer to bite off the ear first. Now, that's funny. I mean, if you can bring things like this to light, I have all these Easter fun facts to talk about today. But if you can just enjoy the day, you know, let yesteryear, your whatever holiday triggered all this that started it, let it be. Even play the Beatles song. Put some music on.
Well, you know, another way to think about this, to break it down a little further, and when you talk about letting it be, is to perhaps think about what it is that sets you off. And I do this with my clients a lot, my clinical clients. You know, what is it, what is this thing about so-and-so that sets you off? And then ask yourself a question. In the big scheme of things, am I going to be worried about this 6 months from now or a year from now? Or is this a life-and-death situation? Is it really worth all the energy I'm putting into it? And 99.999 times out of 100, the answer is no, it really isn't. All right, then let it go. It's okay. You're not going to change them. You can't change the world in a day. So, as you said, just go with the flow and enjoy yourself. You know, Easter's a beautiful holiday in many, many ways. And if we can remember the spirit of the holiday and not all the other stuff that's attendant to it, that helps an awful lot, too.
And remember, they may not like you either. So it's your job to, you know, kind of make it a two-way street.
It's very often the case that the dislike, if you will, or the friction is mutual.
On both sides of the fence, absolutely. We are talking about family friction and the holidays today, with it being Easter, and a happy Easter to all of you. This is Aging Info Radio. We have so much more to cover in this area, and we want to empower you to have the best Easter ever. This is Aging Info Radio. Stay right here.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products, from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio, for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, a happy Easter. We are talking about family friction and the holidays right here on Aging Info Radio today. We are empowering you to have the best Easter ever. And you know, if you're having a little bit of a tense moment, what you might want to ask is, how many of those little marshmallow peeps do you think are purchased during the Easter holiday? And they are the most popular non-chocolate candy, and 700 million of those little peeps are purchased. Well, I'm here with John McGrail. He is a life coach and author, and we are talking about just that, family friction and the holidays. John, I want you to talk about remaining on neutral turf. So that, you know, you leave and you may not have, you know, connected in the way that, you know, was all fluffy and loving with everyone in the family, but you leave there and you're at peace. How does someone do that?
Well, the easiest way is to, first of all, if possible, avoid the conflict area. I mean, that sounds blatantly obvious, but if you go in expecting to pick a fight, and you're just waiting for the moment when that person is going to bring up or do or say whatever it is that pushes your button, and you already go in pre-wired for that, then chances are the conflict's going to ensue. So one way to stay on neutral territory is to first of all make an agreement with yourself. I'm not going to bring this up because I know where it's going to go. It's always going to go that way, and I'm just going to not bring it up. And adding to that is this concept of sort of pre-programming your mind, pre-program yourself for how you want the day to go. it kind of goes right along with that concept of allowing people to be who and what they are. You know, you can think to yourself, okay, look, we'll just take today, for instance. It's Easter Sunday. I'm gonna go to Aunt Tilly's for, you know, I'm gonna be there for 5 hours. It's dinner, and then tonight I'm gonna be home. So I am just going to pre-program myself to be calm, to be centered, to be focused, to focus on the pleasant parts of the day, because she is a good cook. I can't stand her politics, but she cooks a great roast or whatever it is. And I'm going to pre-program myself for just flowing through the day and avoiding all areas of conflict. If you think about that and concentrate on it before you go, you sort of do a little meditation on it. You can sort of play a movie in your mind and watch yourself in the movie just flowing and not biting. Not taking the bait if it's offered and not offering the bait on purpose, it's amazing how you will find that your mind really plays that out for you when it's time to do that.
I think that's so valuable because there are, I believe, some of the drama that comes up repeatedly is because of unhappy memories.
Oh, it can be unhappy memory. There are so many things that can trigger that. You know, and I remember such and such, and you did this, and you said that, and I'm still, you know, that's another thing. You know, not we all, but so many people are so good at holding grudges. It's over.
Regressing back to childhood.
Yeah.
Like a large family.
Sure.
A lot of baby boomers had very large or a lot of siblings. So you put all those in the room as adults, and they all regress back to their childhood, and then their spouses are looking at them thinking, who is this person?
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's kind of what we were talking about. There's no need to have to go back there and repeat old patterns. And, you know, a lot of what I do in my clinical work is helping people unlearn the patterns, the habits, the limiting beliefs, the behaviors that aren't working for them, and then sort of reprogramming their subconscious computer to display the new ones. And this is a very small example of it, but it's absolutely doable. And I guarantee you that if anybody is facing that sort of day that we're talking about and they haven't gone yet, just spend 10 or 15 minutes just pre-programming how you would like yourself to be. Remember, we can't change anybody else's behavior. There's nothing we can do. But if they hold that little worm out there for you to bite on, which always causes that regression back to the childhood hurts, and you don't bite the worm, then you're going to feel good and, you know, very likely avoid the conflict. And another tactic that just came to mind is to, this is a wonderful tactic to help diffuse those situations, is I call it let them be right. And I learned this from Dr. Richard Carlson, who wrote a fantastic book back in the 80s. Many of you may remember it. It was called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And the subtitle was, and it's all small stuff, because it is most of the time. And he had this marvelous technique. He passed away very young, but he had this marvelous technique, and it's one of the most valuable lessons from that great book, which I thought was great. And if you haven't read it out there, folks, I highly recommend it. It'll change the way you look at your life and maybe help you avoid a lot of this stuff. But he had this one technique. Let them be right.
Make them right.
Let them be right. Who cares? Even if you know they're completely fucked, let them be right. It does three things. It helps them feel good. It lets you feel good, even because you know you're allowing something, and it makes you feel more empowered. So you get three benefits. It's a win-win-win situation. You know you're right, but you're not forcing the issue. You're letting someone be right and letting them feel good, and you feel empowered because you know you're right to begin with. So it's a marvelous technique. It works so well.
It works so well. You know where I heard that, John, and right before the new year, about having a great year with your spouse, and if you want to do that, make them right all year long.
Exactly.
Every moment of every day, no matter what.
Well, there are certain limitations, and I always say this because, you know, there is no 100% absolute true rule for anything. If in letting someone be right, an innocent creature or person would be hurt,
yes,
or if there's cruelty going on, you know, same thing with allowing.
Abuse.
You don't allow that sort of behavior. That's a completely different animal. But 99% of the time, it's just small stuff. They're just being jerks. So let them be jerks. Let them be right. Who cares? It doesn't change a thing in the big scheme. But it's going to make you feel better. I promise you that.
There's another area of family friction in the holidays, which is what we are talking about here on Easter Sunday, and that is traditions. I think that people get locked into traditions, and if there's ever a change in the venue or you, someone says, why don't we switch off this year and take turns traveling back and forth, or anything changes, it's a ripple effect, or it can be.
Absolutely, and that gets back to expectations. You know, the world does not necessarily revolve around our expectations. Everybody has their own set. I can give you a great example from my own family, and it's not an Easter story, but it's a Christmas story. There's a branch of my family that I love dearly, and we have our foibles and we have our conflicts, but when we get together, generally speaking, we tend to be able to get through the day very well. But they are really huge on gift-giving. It's big, and the more you spend, the better. And there was a time my wife and I traveled across the country to go back to see the family. They live on the East Coast. We live on the West Coast. And it's expensive to buy plane tickets and rent cars and do all that stuff. And so it got to the point where it just got ridiculous. First of all, and we're all at a stage of our life where we don't need a lot of stuff anymore. So we finally decided to just put a stake in the ground, and we said, look, we're going to come back east for the holidays. We want to see you all. We are not exchanging gifts. Oh, my goodness. You would have thought the Red Sea had just unparted and, you know, drowned Moses and the flock. There was this huge uproar, and we said, you know what? We're sticking to our guns. We did it calmly. So here's the clue for folks out there. You do it calmly. You allow yourself to be flexible, but stick to your guns. And we said, you know what? We're not going to do it. It's just too much. We don't need the stuff, because we got to lug it all back to California anyway, and we're good. And the first year, it was a little tense. But you know what? It's perfect now. After a little bit, everybody got used to the new dynamic. John and his wife and us, and we do not exchange gifts anymore on Christmas, and that's fine.
A lot of freedom in that, isn't there?
Oh, my God, yes, it gives you such a sense of control. So it can be the same thing. All right, so you're going to go someplace different for dinner, or you're going to have something different for dinner. It's only a dinner. It's okay. It's not the end of the world.
There's a beginning, middle, and end. And, John, your practice, I want to make sure that people get your website. If they need it, they may need it today. It's hypnotherapylosangeles.com. John's got clients all over the world. He does Skype with people. You can also call John at 800-369-1516. John, give us a tip for the day. I mean, your best tip to have to really empower people to have the best Easter Sunday ever.
Well, hopefully it's a beautiful day, and just remember what the spirit of Easter is all about. You know, it celebrates rebirth in many, many ways, and it can be a powerful way to give yourself the beginning of your rebirth. And, you know, if anybody does call me, by the way, and needs a little help with this stuff, we can usually resolve it in a couple of sessions, and I do work by phone. But just think of how powerful you are when you are more flexible.
There's an old
saying that he or she with the most behavioral flexibility controls the system. And so if you can be flexible, if you can let them be right, if you can let things go because it really doesn't matter that much, if you can just be more flexible.
Let it be, as I said with the Beatles. Thank you so much, John McGrail. And coming up next, I have Amy Marin, licensed clinical social worker, to talk more about family friction and the holidays right here.
Until recently, smiling wasn't that easy for me. A few years ago, I lost several teeth and let the situation go. I didn't realize it would cause bigger problems like bone loss and shifting of my other teeth. I had embarrassing issues with drinking, eating, and even speaking. I covered my teeth when I spoke and never smiled. Now, life is easier with my new dental implant teeth, which look and feel just like my natural teeth. The professionals at Artistic Dentistry took care to create a plan specific for me. My consultation was free and even included a 3D CT scan. Everything was completed in one location with the same doctor, who has more than 20 years' experience of placing and restoring dental implants. I wouldn't trust my smile to anyone else. Thank you, Dr. Akrush and Artistic Dentistry, for giving me my smile and confidence back.
Call now, 708-301-6060. That's 708-301-6060 to schedule your free consultation and 3D CT scans, a $500 value, or visit them online at donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, where art and science meet.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Join the communities of Oak Park, River Forest, and Forest Park the week of May 14th through the 21st as they celebrate seniors. The 5th annual Celebrating Seniors Week will feature over 50 fantastic events throughout the three communities. Most events are free and the public is invited. There will be film screenings, lectures, senior speed dating, a party for Elvis and Frank Sinatra, demonstrations, and much more. For details, go to celebratingseniors.net. That's celebratingseniors.net.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwaki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. Well, a happy Easter to all of you. And we are talking about family friction and the holidays today. And we really want to empower you to have the best Easter Sunday ever. It's a choice. And we all make a choice. But here's another fun Easter fact. For Americans, Easter is the second most important holiday to eat candy, and lots of it. It is noted that Americans consume 7 billion pounds of candy on Easter. 7 billion pounds. Wow. Well, my next guest is a licensed clinical social worker. She's also the author of a great book, a psychotherapist and a psychology instructor, and that is Amy Morin. Welcome to Aging Info Radio, Amy.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for joining me. Your book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. I can't wait to talk a little bit about that. But we are talking about family friction today. And my last guest kind of gave us some reasons why he sees family friction around the holidays. What do you see?
You know, one of the things I see often is that people give away their power. And by that, I mean that they will, you know, blame somebody else. You know, I have to go to this family function, or my mother-in-law makes me feel really bad about myself. But in reality, you don't have to go. Maybe you're going because you want to keep the peace in your family, or you're going because it's important to your spouse. And just sometimes just changing your language and recognizing, okay, I'm going because of X, Y, and Z, not because I have to, but because it's important or because I want to. And then to not let anybody be in control of how you feel. So rather than saying somebody makes me feel bad about myself, to just take back that power and say, you know, other people can influence me, but they can't make me feel anything. Sometimes just changing the language can make a big difference.
Yeah, I have a thing. Change your words, change your life.
Yes.
You know, I love my spouse, and I'm going there for him.
Right.
Respectfully. So when you spend time with your family over the holidays, what do you do to prepare?
You know, and I'm fortunate that my family tends to get along quite well. And so it's, I don't really have to worry too much about there being much friction, but I know that families who do, when they have extended family and there's awkward dynamics, that sort of thing, then it's a matter of figuring out, well, how am I going to not dread this? Because what happens is when we sit around thinking and dreading something, you show up in a bad mood. So to not let yourself sort of dwell on it, and don't spend the whole car ride complaining about how you didn't want to see that great aunt of your, or your sister or whomever it might be, because it just sort of sets the tone for the whole day. So to show up and say, you know, I'm going to make the best of it. And when you walk in the door with the right attitude, that can make a big difference in order to how you think and how you feel about the whole event.
Attitude is so important. I mean, it'll make or break just about anything. Another great thing about Easter Sunday is the weather is usually a little bit more mild than at, you know, the holidays during December. So you're able to actually go take a walk if you choose to and get outside and maybe take some many deep breaths if, you know, you are feeling that that tension is building with someone or you want to get away from them.
Yeah, and, you know, just like you said, Christmas is usually the holiday that it's harder to get outside because the weather's colder. And so when you can spread out a little bit, that can certainly make a make a big difference. And to notice when you're starting to get annoyed or to notice when you're starting to get somewhat tense to take a break or ask the kids to go outside and play for a few minutes and go play with them, and that can be a great tension reliever.
Yeah, go find the Easter eggs, right?
Exactly.
You know, another thing that comes up, too, is from people travel from out of state, you know, they may find that getting a hotel room can really just give them more like a vacation than this, you know, event with family that they're dreading.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, because when you spend the night at somebody's house and you wake up and you're there all day while they're preparing the meal and then sort of afterward, and it just turns into a, you know, more of like, oh, what are we going to do next type thing. But when you just show up and it's an event where you then have a time limit and you can leave at your leisure, it certainly does make it for a much better occasion. It's well worth the money, I think, in most cases.
I think so. I could agree there, definitely, Amy. And I am here with Amy Morin. Her website is Amy Morin LC. SW for licensed clinical social worker.com. And Amy has written a book. We're going to talk about 13 things mentally strong people don't do. But Amy, there's always somebody that is not always, but a lot of times you get the repeated behaviors and somebody is, you know, overbearing or controlling. And we're going to really touch more on this. But real quick, what do you say there?
Sometimes you just got to accept it and know that maybe that aunt or cousin or somebody is critical, and you're not going to change them at this point, but to know it's probably going to happen, that they may have cutting remarks or they may get in a few digs here and there, but to know, okay, that's more about them than it is about you.
Yeah, it's more about how you respond to it. That's what it's saying about you or where they're at. I mean, people do change. It all takes time. We're talking about family friction and the holidays right here on Aging Info Radio with a fun few fun Easter facts, and Amy's going to talk more about this coming up next right here on Aging Info Radio.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Matt McCann is a nationally known expert on long-term care planning and endorsed by the American Association for Long-Term Care Insurance. Affordable long-term care insurance is a smart way to plan for the physical, emotional, and financial burdens long-term health care can have on a family and loved ones.
Learn more about long-term health care planning and get your free quotes from all the top companies.
Order your special report now and learn how easy it is to plan. go to RadioLTC.com or call toll-free 866-751-7957. 866-751-7957. That's 866-751-7957. Discover your options today and get free quotes. RadioLTC.com. RadioLTC.com. That's RadioLTC.com. McCann Insurance Services. Long-term care, critical care, and asset protection planning. RadioLTC.com.
Back to the show. Sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Yes, this segment is brought to you by Standard Bank, who makes you feel good about getting a reverse mortgage, not only during the process, but long after. Call your senior reverse mortgage specialist at 312-203-4018. And here's another fun Easter fact. Besides chocolate and those little yellow peeps, we can't forget about jelly beans, because an astounding 16 billion jelly beans are made for Easter every year. That's enough beans to fill a plastic egg the size of a 9-story building. Well, we are talking about family friction and the holidays today, and I'm here with Amy Morin, a licensed clinical social worker. She's also the author of 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do, a book available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You also said it's available at Target and Walmart?
It is, yep.
Good for you. What is your book all about, Amy?
Well, you know, the story goes, to sort of give you the introduction, a couple years ago, I guess to go back to the beginning, it was 2003. I just started working as a therapist, and, you know, life was pretty good, and I thought, this is going to be great, and I'm going to help other people deal with their problems. And shortly after I started working, my mother passed away suddenly from a brain aneurysm. And I found myself then having to figure out, okay, how do I be strong enough that I can deal with my grief, yet go to work every day and help other people with their problems? And if you fast forward 3 years, it was the 3-year anniversary of when my mother passed away. My 26-year-old husband died suddenly of a heart attack. And again, I had to figure out, how am I going to keep working as a therapist and be effective in helping other people when I'm going through all this pain myself? And if you fast forward a few more years, my father-in-law was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And unlike when I had lost my mother and my husband, this time I knew what was coming. I'd lost them in very sudden and unexpected circumstances, but this time we knew he had maybe a couple months left to live. And I started to feel sorry for myself, but I knew that that wasn't going to be helpful. And I sat down and I wrote this list of 13 things mentally strong people don't do, as a letter to myself, to remind myself that I couldn't do these things if I wanted to face my circumstances with as much courage and strength as I knew I was going to need. And so I wrote this list, and it was, you know, as a therapist, it's things that I'd known over the years. I just never really seen it all written down in one place. And so I wrote the list, and I thought, well, maybe it will help somebody else. So I published it to the web and never dreamed it would go viral. But within a few days, it had been read millions of times, and it was being shared everywhere. And then Forbes magazine picked it up, and it got read 10 million more times on their website alone. And so that is how I came to write the book, to give more information about what mentally strong people don't do.
And so when you wrote this for the web, it was just the brief, it was just more like a list, but your book really goes into more details about the 13 things.
Right. And sort of, you know, my list explained what not to do. My book really says, and this is how you avoid doing those things, and these are the things you can do instead, and really gives mental exercises to grow stronger, and the details about how do you become better.
Well, you found a way to heal by doing this.
Yeah, it's been an incredible journey. It's been just, you know, probably 15 months since all of this started, and then to have the book come out, it's been an incredible wild ride, I have to say. But it's been very healing to be able to talk about mental strength and my own journey as well.
Now, I don't want to give away any of the things in your book, but I'm still really wanting to know, say, for family friction and the holidays, what can we do to be mentally strong in a situation that may have a little adversity in it?
You know, number one on my list is don't feel sorry for yourself. And I think that can be a great one for family things, too, because I think when family events don't go off the way that we think that they should, or we think, you know, gee, I don't have the kind of family I wish I had, it's easy then to feel sorry for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And, unhappy memories.
Right. So rather than to be grateful for what you do have, if you start thinking about, gosh, you know, I wish I had nicer parents or a better sister or, you know, that we didn't fight every holiday, whatever it might be, it just makes things worse. So to figure out how do you experience gratitude and be grateful for what it is that you do have rather than feel sorry for yourself for what you don't have.
Look for a glass that's half full, not of alcohol.
Right.
Limit your drinking. That'll definitely make for a better holiday. Now, what would you say if you notice you're in a situation where, you know, you're getting more increasingly annoyed or frustrated or impatient, what would you do?
Take a break. I think the first thing is to notice it, because a lot of times we just sort of fly off the handle or we don't recognize when we are getting heated. But, you know, we don't really go from, like, 0 to 10 in a split second, that, you know, our frustration grows slowly until we finally do get really angry. So it's all about paying attention to how you're doing and noticing your stress and your frustration. So if we said 0 to 10, when your frustration gets to be about a 4, that's a good time to go take a break. So to notice, you know, what happens to your body, how does your thinking change, how do you feel when you start to get frustrated, and then you say, okay, well then what can you do? So even if you just go in the bathroom for a few minutes and excuse yourself to collect your thoughts or calm down or engage in a pleasant conversation with somebody else for a few minutes about something completely unrelated to what's going on, or like we said before, just go outside and take a break can be huge.
Well, I always say whatever you focus on expands. So
yes.
If you're in that situation and you're continuing to focus on it and you're feeling frustrated, get away from it. Go look at something. Go eat chocolate.
Right.
Yeah. They say 70% of Easter candy purchased is chocolate, so there'll be plenty of that to go around. And I'm here with Amy Morin. She has written a great book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. And we're going to get Amy's words of wisdom right here on Aging Info Radio. And a happy Easter to all of you. We'll be right back.
River Forest and Forest Park are celebrating seniors the week of May 14th through the 21st. Join them in Forest Park for a kickoff fundraising event, Calling All Collectors. They're displaying collections of all kinds: Barbie dolls, World War II memorabilia, coins, baseball cards, trains, vintage tools, guns, drinking glasses, military helmets, penguins, and much more. Come support Celebrating Seniors. Tickets are $15 and light refreshments will be served. Learn more at celebratingseniors.net. Celebratingseniors.net.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
I got Mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit StandardBanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit StandardBanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, I'm here with guest Amy Morin. She has written a book, 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do. And in talking about family friction and the holidays, with it being Easter Sunday, Amy, give us your words of wisdom for the day so that people can really have the best of family gathering today.
Well, I think to keep focused on how do you make the best of it. You can't change your family, but you can change how you react to them. So to decide, this is our circumstance, how do I make the very best of it, and what do I want to get out of it so that 5 or 10 years down the road when you look back at it, do you want to remember the Easter celebration where everybody was arguing and you were miserable, or the one where you went in and tried to do your very best to make the best of whatever circumstance you found yourself in, and to keep your eyes on why it is that you're there in the first place is because you want to spend time with family, and so to say, I'm going to make the very best of the time that we have together.
Enjoy it. Well, thank you so much. I look forward to getting your book and reading it. And once again, it's 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Amy. And if you are caring for an aging loved one and feel you need professional help, I highly recommend Partners in Senior Care. They care for your loved one just like they would their own family member. Call Angie at 847-548-1330. Or visit their website at partnersinseniorcare.com. Give yourself a break with respite care. You can try it out for as little as 4 hours. Once again, call Partners in Senior Care at 847-548-1330. And my paws pooch this Easter Sunday is Janky. She is a female 3-month American Staffordshire Terrier. Go to pawschicago.org and check out this cute puppy and then call 773-935-PAWS or go to pawschicago.org. Of course, Janky is not going to be around long. She's so cute. She is waiting with her paws crossed and tail wagging for you to call. Yes, Daisy, that's Janky. Call PAWS at 773-935-PAWS and adopt Janky. Oh, what a cute dog. And let's see, Autumn Lee's memory care communities don't simply care for people with Alzheimer's and dementia. They strive to help them live each day with joy and meaning. At Autumn Lee's, they combine clinical expertise, knowledge of dementia, and heartfelt compassion to create the best possible environment. Visit Autumn Leaves.com or call 888-662-8886. And as always, Aging Info Radio can help you. If you are in need of a referral, give us a call at 866-560-3965 or go to our Contact Us page. We've made it very simple for you to send us an email. It's user-friendly and very easy. And once again, that's at contactus at aginginforadio.com. I do hope you have enjoyed our show today with my expert guest, and I really do empower you to have the best and most beautiful Easter Sunday possible. Enjoy your family. And remember, there's a beginning, a middle, and an end to the holiday. And, of course, our show will be up on podcast shortly after it airs right there on our website at aginginforadio.com. And I am Susan Wacky, your host. And until we meet again right here on AM 560, The Answer, next Sunday morning, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560.